Ever imagine that beat up old airplane seatbelt you clipped on during your last flight? You know, the one that kind of looked like it had seen better days. It might have actually sh started its journey in like the Arizona desert.
The Arizona desert.
Yeah. Picture this. A plane graveyard, you know, baking under the sun, getting stripped for parts. That buckle, yeah, oh, that one could have been salvaged there, found its way to a shipping container and ended up in a bustling repair shop, probably somewhere in China.
Wild, right?
That's quite a journey for a seatbelt, but it does make you wonder.
It leads to a question I bet most of us wouldn't think to ask. How do we know that Buckle, after all that, after going halfway around the world, is actually safe to fly again?
That's where the concept of traceability comes in, knowing a part's full history, like from the moment it leaves the factory to each repair and inspection along the way. And what we're seeing right now is that this, what might seem like a pretty niche issue, is revealing a potential revolution brewing in aviation.
A revolution, huh? And you're saying it all starts with a used seatbelt. Well, not just seatbelts, of course. Every part matters. But you've hit on something. This is about the bigger picture of how we track and manage every component that goes into keeping planes in the air.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So traceability is the big idea here. But where does China fit into all of this? I mean, we all know their aviation industry is, well, exploding, right? More people flying there than ever before.
Exactly. And with that huge growth comes this massive demand for parts, which is where things get really interesting.
Interesting how. Fill me in.
Well, for a long time, most countries, even the US, haven't been all that strict about regulating parts salvaged from retired planes. It's kind of a global blind spot, you could say.
A blind spot, huh? So there's this need for parts, a ton of old planes ripe for the picking, but not a lot of oversight on where these parts are coming from or how we know they're actually safe to use. So how is China tackling this?
They basically said, hold on, we need to make sure these used parts are actually airworthy. Their solution, requiring any used parts to come from approved disassembly facilities.
Approved by who?
That's the kicker. They're also creating a traceable database to track them. And get this is a huge departure from the way things have always been done.
Okay, so China's laying down the law in a space where clear global rules have been, well, missing. But if it's not government setting these standards, who is?
This is where a group called AFRA enters the scene. That's the Aircraft Fleet Recycling Association. Now, they're not a government agency, more like an industry group, you know.
So, like the rulemakers when there are no rules?
Precisely. AFRA saw the need for some order in this whole used parts process. They developed what they call best management practices, or BMPs for short.
BMPs. Sounds kind of technical.
It's not as complicated as it sounds. Think of BMPs as a set of guidelines, kind of like a best practices manual for how to dismantle an aircraft.
Okay, so it's about making sure those airplane graveyards we talked about are run in a safe and responsible way.
Exactly. Both for the environment and for the future use of the parts, which brings us back to China.
Right, because their huge push for more oversight is kind of shaking things up. But how does this AFRA group, with their voluntary guidelines, play into China's big move?
Here's where it gets interesting. China decided to recognize AFRA accreditation.
Meaning?
Meaning, if a company meets AFRA standards, China is essentially saying, we trust your parts.
So, because the Chinese aviation market is so massive, this seemingly small decision to trust AFRA's judgment could actually send ripples throughout the entire industry.
Now you're getting it. It's like a domino effect. Other countries, if they want to sell their parts in China, might have to up their game on traceability just to compete.
Fascinating. So we've got China pushing for more transparency in this kind of shadowy used parts market, and then we've got this group, AFRA, offering a framework to get everyone on the same page. But their database solution also hints at a larger shift happening, right? Like move towards digital documentation for everything. This isn't a totally new idea, though, right?
You're right, it's not new. The aviation industry has been talking about going digital for ages. There was a big push about 25 years ago.
Really? What was it called?
ATA Spec 2000. Big goal was to standardize digital airworthiness records across the board.
So what happened? Why are we still relying on paper trails for something as important as airplane parts in the age of instant information? I mean, imagine if your mechanic tracked your car's entire repair history on, like, a tattered index card.
You'd probably be searching for a new mechanic. But you've hit on a crucial point. Shifting an entire industry's way of doing things, especially when the old way technically works, even if it's not ideal, that's a massive undertaking.
It's like turning a giant ship. It takes time. So you're saying China's database, driven by their market power, could be the catalyst that finally makes this digital dream a reality.
That's what's so fascinating about all this. Sometimes it takes a major player with a lot at stake to shake things up and push an entire industry forward.
Like a high-flying game changer. But what does this shift to digital actually look like in practice, and what are the real-world implications? We'll get into all that and more right after the break.
Imagine this. A mechanic's in a hangar, right? About to work on an aircraft. And instead of relying on paper records, maybe having to track down some ancient logbook, they can just pull up the entire history of a part on a tablet.
So we're talking like a digital passport, but for every single part on the plane.
Exactly. Every repair, every inspection, all at their fingertips. That's got to be a game changer, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Talk about efficiency. But it seems like this goes way beyond just, you know, making sure a plane is bolted together, right? It's about trust, too, isn't it?
100%. One of the biggest things this digital system could help with is weeding out counterfeit parts. Because right now, that's a real concern.
Counterfeit parts, as in, like, fake airplane parts? That sounds terrifying.
It's a serious issue. And it's not always easy to spot a fake. But with a secure digital trail, you know, from the moment a part is salvaged to the moment it's installed on a new plane, it would be so much harder for those fraudulent parts to slip through the cracks.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So it's like, instead of just hoping for the best, hoping the parts are real and trackable, this system would actually give everyone, from the mechanics to the pilots to the passengers, more peace of mind.
And that peace of mind comes from transparency. Because this isn't just about used parts. It's about a much bigger shift happening in aviation. A move towards more transparency and accountability across the board.
So it's like one decision in one country could actually raise the bar for the entire industry.
Exactly. Think about it. China's focus on traceability, their demand for digital records. Yeah. It's basically forcing everyone else to ask, are we doing enough?
Because if you want to play in their sandbox, you got to play by their rules. And when that sandbox is as big as China's aviation market, well, people are going to pay attention.
It highlights how interconnected everything is, especially in aviation. You know, even if a plane is assembled in one country, its parts could come from all over the globe.
It's like a high-flying jigsaw puzzle, and every single piece needs to fit perfectly for that thing to get off the ground.
And right now, we're relying on a pretty fragmented system to manage all those pieces. But China's push for digital documentation, this could be the blueprint for something much, much bigger.
You're saying this could influence how we track everything, not just airplane parts. I mean, we could potentially trace the journey of any product from the food we eat to the clothes we wear, all the way back to its origin.
It might sound a little far-fetched, right? But we're talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about supply chains, about transparency, about trust.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. A used airplane seatbelt, of all things, could be the catalyst for a complete overhaul of how we track and manage, well, everything.
And that's the beauty of innovation, isn't it? Sometimes the biggest changes start with something seemingly small.
It's like you said, innovation from unexpected places. Who knew used airplane parts could be so, well, thought-provoking?
It really makes you realize, doesn't it? Sometimes it takes a major player like China, with their own unique challenges and opportunities, to really shake things up.
To be that catalyst, right? To push an entire industry, even one as complex as global aviation, in a new direction, it's pretty remarkable.
It is. And it's a good reminder for all of us, I think. To keep our eyes open for those unexpected connections, those moments where something seemingly small has the potential to trigger a much, much bigger change.
Because the truth is, we're surrounded by these potential game changers every day, aren't we? We just don't always recognize them. So next time we're all crammed into an airplane, hurtling through the sky at hundreds of miles an hour, maybe we should take a moment to think about all those parts, big and small, holding it all together.
And about the journey each of those parts has been on. Because that seemingly insignificant seatbelt, it might have a more interesting backstory than any of us realize.
And who knows? Maybe someday soon we'll be able to pull up its whole history with a quick scan on our phones. Talk about peace of mind at 30,000 feet.
It's an exciting thought, isn't it? That level of transparency and traceability, not just for airplanes, but for, well, everything.
We've explored the surprisingly fascinating world of used airplane parts, uncovered China's unlikely role in driving industry change, and even glimpsed a future where digital documentation could revolutionize not just aviation, but countless other industries. It's been quite a journey, and all sparked by a simple question. How do we know that airplane seatbelt is actually safe?
It's a great reminder that curiosity can lead us down some pretty amazing paths, and that even in a world overflowing with information, we can still uncover new insights and gain a fresh perspective on the things we often take for granted.
So to everyone listening, next time you hear someone talking about airplane parts, don't just picture nuts and bolts, think bigger. Think global supply chains, digital revolutions, maybe even a used seatbelt's unlikely journey from a desert graveyard to a plane soaring overhead. And think about the surprising ways those forces are coming together to shape not just how we fly, but the future of how we track and understand the entire world around us.